this, but the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Are you a Pharisee? Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this Sunday, right after Apple Day.
After the big Apple Day.
I'm sitting here looking at you and me and Sam, and we're all wore out.
Scott.
Or Scott, I'm sorry.
You know, I've seen Sam yet.
I don't mean to cuss at you there, Scott. No,
I've seen Sam over at Apple Day, yeah.
Well, he's a pretty good old boy when
he sure
sleep.
Is. He'd come by to get him an apple stack cake somewhere over there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got some of them fried pies off the baseball team.
Great.
They didn't last long.
I'd say they did.
Got me a jug of milk.
A jug of milk and them pies.
Ooh, doggies. And did you get your bratwurst this year?
No, I didn't get
Buddy,
get
I got me a bratwurst.
Year. I got the funnel cake. Trey did that. My little grandson loves it.
So but everybody's tired enough of that.
Buddy, everybody has to be tired. But you know, the thing of it is, Apple Day comes so fast anymore.
It does. It does. It I had a good time. Right, it was a little warm, but you know, that beats the rain.
It sure does.
But we want to welcome everybody to the show. We got our Facebook going today, so tune us in on Facebook, and we're going to do something a little different for our first song.
We sure are.
We're going to send this song out to our grandchildren.
Yep.
I've got, I'll name mine first.
You name yours.
Because I got so many of them.
You got, I've got one, so it won't take me long.
I'm going to send this one out to David Bowling, my little grandson. I'm honored that he named his son after me.
Absolutely.
And Matthew, and I will send this out to Reed and Cameron. And this is their favorite song.
And I want to send it out to my little grandson, Jacob.
Old Jacob.
And, yep, it's a dandy little song.
It's called I Like to Eat Apples and Bananas. Here you go, boys.
Healthy music for a child's heart, body, and mind.
Apples and Bananas, from the CD download, Nursery Rhymes, by the Learning Station.
I like to eat apples and bananas. I like to eat apples and bananas.
Your turn.
Change those down to an A. I like to eat apples and bananas. I like to eat apples and bananas.
Your turn.
Change those I sounds to an O. I like to oat. Opals and bananas. I like to oat. Opals and bananas.
Your turn.
I like to oat.
old sounds to you. To the beginning. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. Your turn.
I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas.
Alrighty.
I wonder how many out there got in rhythm with that.
Well, you know, that went with Apple Day.
It sure did.
You know, I never thought
apples
about that.
Apples and bananas.
But we've been on the air since 1982, and I believe that's the first.
But it's amazing what a grandkid.
A grandkid can make you do anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, send that out to all the grandbabies.
Absolutely.
Dave Carroll wanted to know if Reno Smiley done that number. And I turned, no, I think Daily Vincent wrote it.
Well, they could have. That's a pretty good little rhythm.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song.
A neat song.
Well, boys, we hope you enjoyed that, Jacob. I hope you liked it.
We sure do. And your grandson.
Yeah. All right, let's get back some good gospel music from Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver here. Here's Doyle Lawson from his gospel CD. Hope you enjoy it.
Sacrifice and grace.
I'm living
in the promise of His word, and standing on a rock that never fails.
Stars, there's no way that I can be at home, except when I run to my Savior's open arms. His blood throws away the mighty stones. And I'm living
in the promise of His word, forgiven by His sacrifice and grace.
I'm living
in the promise of His word, and standing on a rock that never fails.
We don't know the hour nor the day when our Lord will be coming in the cloud of glory bright. Oh, my brothers, keep humble hearts and pray. And
believing in the promise of His word, forgiven by His sacrifice and grace.
Believing
in the promise of His word, and standing on a rock that never fails. I'm standing on a rock that never fails.
I hope this packed our dreams and now you're gone. My heart, it tries to tell me that it can't be true, but the letter that you left for me confirms that we are through. With every line you wrote, that time it stole our love away, and it won't be the first or last, because there's nothing left to say. That paper had no tear stain, just cold words as hard as stone, and it's plain to see you're through with me, now I'm all alone. Kayla, dear, oh how I need you, like the flowers need the morning dew, like a ship I've lost at sea, and your waves are slowly sinking me.
Alrighty, we got trivia on that song right there.
That right there.
You call us in and tell us the name of that band, and we'll give you $20 worth of McDonald's food today. Call us in and tell the band that just played, and we'll lay it on you. $20 gift card from McDonald's.
Mm.
You got 5 minutes to do it.
5 minutes.
We'll give you a hint. They went number one on the charts here about two months ago.
So too much.
We'll give you a hint there. Let's go back again and hear some retro live music from 1982 on Bluegrass in the Highlands. This is Melvin and Ray Goins and my father and myself. And boy, I was a lot skinnier than
you. You sure was. Didn't recognize you.
And I had black hair. Wow.
A lot more of it, too, didn't you?
But this was live radio from compliments of Bob. Bob gave us this cut.
Right yeah, here. He did. I remember that.
And I'd lost that mine. Neat. This is from 1982, live music from Bluegrass and Highland, Rabbit in the Log.
Melvin, come right in there and do it from that before.
All right, here's the song we'd like to do. It's Connie Hunt and Seeds. It's an old-timer called Rabbit in the Log, Ray.
I know, yes I know.
that were at the worried bone. Little ways ahead, there's no barn to shed. That were at the worried bone.
Boy, that was some vintage stuff right there.
That was some good music right there, David.
Oh, I'm telling you. Have you been out to see Captain Echo?
No, I've not been out there in a
week. What's wrong with you?
But it can't get in the parking lot. You go by there and it's full.
You know, I saw old Jim Bob out there.
Oh, Bill Bob?
Or Bill Bob.
He looks like a Jim Bob, don't he?
Just destroyed him, didn't
it? You sure did.
He told me.
Somebody by the name of Jim.
He told me that the problem with you was.
What's that?
He said, you're too shy.
Well, I'm too bashful.
You're bashful.
I'm bashful.
But, I was talking to Captain Echo's wife out there.
But did they have food fixed?
No, I went too early.
Oh, too early.
I want to start going out there. Scott, have you ever went out there at Phillips when she was
about
cooking?
Lunchtime?
You need to start going out there at lunchtime. Son, she,
yes, buddy.
That woman can flat
a
cook.
A four-course meal.
Yeah. Beans and taters and kraut.
Cornbread.
Chicken taters on Sunday.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's try that. Tell.
Well, we better get a check first. But she told me that Captain Echo was going to come in the studio one day in a cape.
We need him to do that.
And we're on Facebook.
We sure
are. So, but they've got everything in the world going on out there.
They
fixed my mother-in-law's lawnmower.
Well, good.
Got her up and running. She is tickled plum to death.
Well, is it a push mower?
No, it's riding.
Damn, I thought you said you were going to buy her a push mower.
No, I got a rider fix because, you know, now I don't have to mow it. But anyway, she was totally happy. And,
well,
you know,
good.
They cleaned that mower up.
Looked like a new one when they came
out. It looked like a Red Rider wagon when she
you're
got it.
You were ready to take it home with you, wasn't you?
Yeah. But, you know, she didn't have no way to get it down there, so
I understand
they
that.
Come and got it, fixed it, and took it back to her.
That is a good service because a lot of people can't get, they may have a car, but they need a truck or a trailer to haul or ride a lawnmower.
Phillips has got a full-time small engine repair mechanic on duty now, so if you're pulling on that weed eater till you're tired of it, you got one of two things you can do. You can take it down there and get it fixed, or you can go buy you an Echo.
That's true.
Because I'm telling you what, Philip gets down there and pulls them Echoes about a half full, and they start.
They start.
And they're real lightweight now, and they got high torque on them.
Absolutely.
So you can't go wrong with them.
You can't. Okay.
And, you know, winter's coming, and you want to get that firewood in. They got all the chainsaws and all the mask and everything you need.
I think they got log splitters you can rent, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't have to buy it. You can just rent it for a day and take it back.
You can rent log splitters. You can rent generators out there,
Absolutely.
Jim. And I know that's a good thing to have available.
Well, that's true.
You can pay all your bills down there at Phillips,
too.
That's
one good thing.
At Phillips.
Mr.
Captain Echo.
Yeah.
There you go.
Captain
you
Echo.
You get your steel weed eaters. And your Husqvarnas, and no, they're full
I still apologize to him for that every time I say.
But you know they've got layaway down there now,
and Christmas, is just around the corner. That's true.
They got Christmas gifts down there.
Can't beat that.
And they got layaway. They got their own credit card down there. If you got somebody that's a fisherman in the family, you
the
go down there and layaway one of them
that,
rods.
Absolutely.
Man, and boy, you knock socks off somebody.
Oh, man. It's getting that time of year. People be doing a lot of crappie fishing when the weather cools off.
They got knives down there. You bought me a knife a couple of years ago.
How many times you cut yourself?
And I never got him a thing.
He never.
He got me a knife, and I never got him a thing. What about that? That's pitiful.
Well, that's all right.
I'll put an extra zero on your check.
Hey, I appreciate that.
But anyway, you can phone them at
297-3456.
There you go. And if you're getting ready for wintertime, they carry the paints.
What about the big stoves?
Yeah, it's about. Well, it's hard to talk about that outside right now.
I know.
You told me it's supposed to be in the low 40s
Thursday.
They're
giving towards the end of the week, ain't you, Scott? Big weather change.
He likes to be a weatherman, Scott. He does. My wife's listening.
Well, good.
Hello,
Nikki.
Wife. Yeah.
Miss Nikki.
I figured she'd be asleep by now. We usually put her to sleep.
That first song we sung or played messed up a bunch of them.
But
woke Scott up, did
he? We'll try to let you know when Captain Echo comes in here.
We sure will.
And you'll be glad you've seen him.
I've heard him anyhow.
Yeah. Well, you'll be able to see him on Facebook.
Well, that's true.
Talk about Colony Tire Force.
Hey, Colony Tire, you know, I was out there about a week or so ago. We had them work on my truck.
Yeah.
And I've never seen a place so busy as what Colony Tire is.
Right.
It's getting where you hard to find a place to pull off the road out there. But he's got any kind of tar if you need your vehicle serviced.
Right.
They've got a big waiting room. Wallace is always there, and Wallace is the entertainer.
If he's feeling good these days.
He's feeling great. And if you want to know something about the history of Johnson County, that's the man to talk to.
You better know it. And they've got, if it's a tire, they can get it.
Any size.
They can
price,
get it. Any brand.
They can. And if you're looking for any kind of accessories for your pickup truck to make it look kind of spiffy, they've got that. Lights going under it. They've got the interstate batteries out there.
Uh-huh.
And the waiting room's unbelievable.
They got a large bench, too.
They sure do.
Now, I will warn you, two things.
What's that? I know one of
them. Don't play checkers with Wallace unless you want to get your clock clean.
If you can take a whipping and not get mad, sit down and play checkers with him.
And I'd highly advise, unless you want to stay up for 3 or 4 days, stay away from that coffee.
Absolutely.
That's the strongest coffee I've ever drank in my life.
Pretty stale.
Have you ever had that coffee out there?
But
Scott, well, and you wonder how
you're
we keep
not old
sponsors.
Enough to drink it, Scott.
You wonder how we keep sponsors. Don't drink the coffee unless you're going to be up 3 or 4 days. Oh my goodness!
But they're good people stopping this.
They are. They are.
I've told you.
My good buddy Jack Hilliard's listening from Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh man,
he's taking bass lessons off me. He's going to be playing the bass before long.
Well, great.
You know,
I know you're good at it.
Well, I'm not a very good teacher though.
Well,
so. We worked yesterday on Little Brown Jug.
Little Brown Jug.
That song, so. But anyway, our good friends at Colony Tire, you keep them in business with your work truck, don't
you? Yes.
They call him Crash down there, Craddock. So.
they're good to fix them.
Yeah,
vehicles.
They are. Latest front end alignment, Jim.
That's true.
And they do brake jobs, and they're home of the $25 synthetic oil change.
Oil change.
And Chris will treat you so many ways. One of them
has
bound
to be right.
Right.
That is true.
That's a good friend.
And you can call them at 297-2424. 2424.
Right. Terry Bauckham and the Ride's got a brand new CD out, so we're going to listen to a cut from that right now.
All right.
All right.
As a man can be, no matter what anybody says, it's filled with a capital T. They call me trouble, Lord, that's me. I used to think that I'd be fine if I could just settle down. Spend too much time up in the clouds, my feet wouldn't touch the ground. As a man can be, no matter what anybody says, it's filled with a capital T. They call me trouble.
as a man can be. No matter what anybody says, it's spelled with a capital T. They call me Trouble.
Well, that's pretty good. Terry Balkum in the drive right there. He's got a long history with Dole Lawson and Quicksilver, and he played with
a lot of them. Got a start with Dole Lawson,
yeah. They sure did. Got my old buddy John McNeely listening today, and I pulled up a song that John sings on, and I got the privilege, and I say it is a privilege, to be around him for 20 years playing music with him. And I've got nothing but respect for him. The best bus driver I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And one of the best rhythm men, I've ever played with. He plays really good rhythm. But here he is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, this was down around Monroe, Virginia. It's Melvin going into Windy Mountain he was playing with, and he always sang the Boot Scoop Boogie.
Boop, scoop, boop.
So here's John McNeely.
Understand, eight wheel driver of his command to make
freight train boogie all the time. Make freight train boogie that broke down the line. Make freight train boogie all the time. Make freight train boogie that broke down the line. Thank you.
alarm started ringing the bell. Everybody hung around to tell. Casey Jones was to come to town on a 6-8 wheeler flat on the ground.
He made freight train boogie all the time. Made freight train boogie has broke down the line. Made freight train boogie oh, all the time. Make a freight train boogie head go down the line.
She's born, took a jaybird 40 years to fly from horn to horn.
Pile them cabbage down, baked them biscuits brown. The only song that I can sing is pile them cabbage down.
Love her in the summertime, I love her in the fall. If I can't have my own true love, I won't have none at all.
Pile them cabbage down, baked them biscuits brown. The only song that I can sing is pile them cabbage down.
I understand my own true love, reckon how I know him. Both her eyes they shine for me, clear as the morning glow.
Pile them cabbage down, baked them biscuits brown. The only song that I can sing is pile them cabbage down.
One of the best banjo players on this earth. She's 3-time IBMA and 3-time Spigma Banjo Player of the Year, Kristen Scott Benson, right here. OKSB! She's gonna show you why right now, y'all. Oh, pick it, girl.
McDonald's new $1-2-3 menu has breakfast, which means you can get the sausage burrito for $1, a sausage McGriddles for $2, and the sausage McMuffin with egg for $3. Or, as Jill likes to call it, the
I burnt the toast, set off the smoke detector, and filled the apartment with smoke meal.
More like the I can't believe you did that again meal.
Build whatever breakfast you want with McDonald's new $1-2-3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Home, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
That's a good friend at Jones Preston Funeral Home on Starfire Hill right here in Paintsville, Jim. Wonderful location.
Absolutely. Been there for a long time, Dave.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of parking, chapel on site.
Plenty of room.
Oh, beautiful facility up there. And on any type of funeral, from large to small. And what impresses me about Jones Preston is that they look for ways to serve.
Absolutely. And make it easier and comfortable for you.
Not all about the contract.
No.
You know.
No, that's true.
And they can handle any type of service, from relocation to military. You just need to get up there and talk to our good friend at Jones Preston.
Absolutely.
And they can take care of you. Been a proud and old sponsor.
They have.
They've been with us for 30 years now.
And all their employees are local. So if you stop by, sure you'd know one of them.
You know, I went up there one time, and just little things impress you. It's wintertime, and my wife walked in. She took her coat off. They grabbed her coat, hung it up for her. Just little things like
Absolutely.
That goes a long way. And they're so compassionate in time of need. That's a good friend at Jones Preston. And they're good friends at McDonald's with 13 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky. I took my whole crew to McDonald's today. And we got everything from Happy Meals to
whatever.
Big Macs.
You know, they're remodeling right now about all their McDonald's.
Oh, I know.
The ones up Prestonburg, and I know what we went to down Mountain Parkway here about a month ago. Me and Teresa stopped at the one in Sagersville. Well, but now, while they remodeled, they're still able to wait on you.
Yeah.
You just order and go through the drive-thru.
Well, I was sitting in church today, and I was holding my grandson, and I said, "Son, what do you want to eat lunch today?" He goes, "Papa, I want to go to McDonald's." So I said, "Good enough for me."
McDonald's it is.
And you know I bought today. My treat.
Good thing you went to McDonald's with it.
Yeah. I bet I fed, let's see, 4, 8, about 12 people, 13, for under $50.
You can't beat that.
You can't beat that with a stick.
No, sir.
So.
You've done real well.
Yeah. And the food was awesome. And we had plenty of room to sit down and be a family in there. It's just a great store.
Did it bother you when you paid that smaller bill? Did you leave a tip or anything?
Well, I didn't have nobody to leave a tip too. You know, if Bob would have been there, he would have been wanting a tip, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
And you wonder how we keep sponsors, don't you, Scott? Right there is how we do it. That's the secret to our success.
We try to bring them in.
We bash the customer. That's our motto here. Kind of like Jimmy Martin singing a Sonny Osborne tune right on his last number before they introduced the Osborne Brothers.
The motto, if you
can't talk with them, you'll talk about them.
There you go.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right. That's our good friends at McDonald's. Go see them today. We're going to play a tune by J.D. Crow and the New South, Down the Road. That's Gerald Evans.
Yeah, knock like, him out, John.
Is there still a lot of coon hunters, Jim?
There are quite a few of them.
Do you coon hunt any?
Nope. No. If somebody's hunting out there around the house, I'll sit on the porch and listen to their dogs run.
I'll tell you a coon hunt for you. 7891111.
Absolutely.
That's our good friend Brett Butcher.
Yeah.
He'll go coon hunting for
he
you.
He sure will.
He'll solve your case, won't he?
He'll shake them out.
He'll tree him, won't he? Brett, I bet you've never heard that opening line, have you?
Absolutely.
Well, we've got a lot of firsts on the show.
We've got a lot of firsts today, but now he's got two pretty good partners, too.
Well, yeah, he does. Osborne O'Brien and Butcher.
Osborne O'Brien and Butcher.
212 Court Street. Fine attorneys.
Right here in Paintsville, Kentucky.
If we keep bashing our sponsors, we may have to go see them.
We may have to go get them, that's for sure. Nice to have one in your back pocket.
Yeah.
The phone number, not the law firm.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, they got a friendly staff over there.
They sure do.
When you walk in, they treat you so nice, and they're smiling, just so toothy and everything. You
absolutely.
Know? And these guys real know friendly. The law.
They sure do.
Yeah. All seriousness, they know the law, and they'll fight for you. I was over in the courthouse the other day and got to see Osborne O'Brien work, and man, they're good. They're good. If you need an attorney, you need to go see him. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney.
You're going to need one. That is true.
You know, Scott's worked me out when he falls out of that chair, and he might need an attorney to get compensation.
Remember 789-1111.
I need everybody to come get
it. Go see our good friend, Osborne O'Brien and Butcher, and get your free consultation so you'll have an attorney when
absolutely.
You need
absolutely, that's true, Dave.
And our good friends at Ritz Autos. You know, they were good enough to clear their lot off so that they could expand the
that
Apple Carmel
Festival. Set up real good over there.
Oh, yeah. They're that way. They're in the old Jerry Brown lot over there,
that's
right
true.
Across the Chinese restaurant. It's 503 Broadway. You know, if we keep saying right across the Chinese restaurant, we're going to start building a Chinese restaurant over there. Right across the street from them, though, at 503 Broadway. And, man, they've got some good cars over there, Jim. They always keep 40, 50 cars over there.
They do.
And let me just give you a little bit of their inventory here. They've got a 2011 Chevy Silverado over there, 1500 LT, only $16,000. And that's a four-door.
Four-door?
Yeah, four-door. Man. They've got a 2004 Chevy Silverado, a Z71, for only $69.95, and that's an extend cab.
Sound like some pretty good deals there.
Yeah. If you're bargain hunting, they got a 2002 Dodge Neon over there for $29.95. And they've got, listen to this one. This has got to be a typo. A 2003 GMC Yukon XL Denali, $69.95 for a Denali. But they keep a good selection of used cars over there. And you can phone them at 793-4103. They're open till 5 o'clock daily and 3 o'clock on Saturday. And they got financing available right on the spot, Jim. You can even buy warranties on cars if you'd like. and they'll deal with you. They'll take trades, and they're good people. Locally owned.
They sure are.
Locally operated, so. You can't hook them wrong. You just cannot hook them wrong. They're good people. So go see our good friends at Ritz Auto. What else? Do our church announcements, Jimbo.
Okay. We've got some happy birthdays coming up. On the 8th is J. Thomas Castle and Beulah McClear. And on the 12th, we've got Kristen Castle and Gabby Dewire.
Well,
Gabby. And the 13th, Glenn Assessor. And we've got an anniversary coming up this week. On the 11th, it's J.R. and Lisa Sayers. And then they've got a spaghetti dinner coming up on October the 14th for the Little Light Academy.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested in getting them a spaghetti dinner next Sunday.
Well, you know, I started to tell them they wanted us to sign up for it. And me and you probably need to sign up for two.
Absolutely.
Because that's about our portion in it.
Spaghetti dinner, that's yes.
God, if you're working that day, we'll bring you one over.
Well, hopefully I'm not.
if you are, bring it, right?
I'll warm it up Saturday.
All right.
Let's hear a little more J.D. Crow. It's hard to hook J.D. Crow. Here's the Flint Hill Special.
Thank you. Thank you a lot. We're going to turn J.D. loose on the banjo now and show you why he's the finest banjo picker in the United States. Here's an old Earl Scruggs banjo tune, one that Lester used to say he does a little bit of tuning and a whole lot of picking on. It's one for you called the Flint Hill Special.
That's J.D. Crowe. He's hard to play.
J.D. Crowe. He, absolutely. Good singer. He's a good singer. And how long have you been?
Singer.
Yeah, that's the way you know a bluegrass musician says. Children. We've had a good time today.
We've had a great time.
I think.
We sure have.
Are you
George
done after
Scott's
us?
Coming?
You done after us?
For a little while. I'll be
Let's
back
go
late.
Take a nap.
That's it.
Let's all go
that's
take a nap.
We'll see my children.
We'll see your children.
You're just talking about your son's been in all weekend. You haven't seen him.
Till we see you next week. Remember two things.
Two things.
Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always keep the Lord Jesus number one in your
Amen.
Life.
Amen. Here's Hammertown. We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
He sat there on his tractor, staring at that old gray weathered barn. Every year it keeps on getting hard, making a living on this farm. The drought was unforgiving, burned all his crops up in the ground. He could use a little extra work, but he'll have to leave this town. In the West Virginia coal mines, found some work that he could do. He's always had a strong back and a knack for using tools. He's leaving in the morning, headed for those dusty hills. But he'll be coming home in the spring, planting new crops in the field. He left a lot of memories in the foothills back at home. And he left behind the only true love his heart had ever known. When he leaves West Virginia, he'll be going home to stay. And so then the Carolina
Thank you for tuning in.